Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we head to Ghent in Belgium. The oldest part of town is called Het Patershol. It has been renovated and upgraded quite some time ago, and lots of restaurants have opened there in the aftermath. However, only in the last couple of years young people have got interested in an adjacent street called Outbook. Olivier Jacobs is one of these people. He recently opened his own cocktail bar, Jiggers. He'll be talking to Monocle correspondent Nikki Ertz about what the area has to offer. The first place they hit is Simon Says.
So who's Simon?
That's Simon.
Hi, you're Simon. What does Simon say?
A lot. Everyone asks me that question and I can't believe I don't have a reply.
So you don't know where the name came from, just came to you.
I'm called Simon, and it was my favorite kids' game when at school and like, at my Christmas birthday parties. If I didn't win, I had a temper tantrum.
You've got a coffee bar here, yeah. Or am I allowed to call it that way?
Yeah. So it's a coffee bar, bed and breakfast. We do breakfast, light lunch, afternoon tea, and then we sort of roll into aperitif, as you can probably see now.
Yes, times are changing. There's a lot of coffee bars in Ghent. What does why does Simon Says stand out? What's special about this one?
Well, we've been here for 10 years. We're one of the first ones that started. And then since then, lots of different things have been springing up. We're not so coffee focused. You know, we really spend a lot of time making sure our coffee's on it. But we're not like the speciality coffee bar. We still try to keep it a little bit easy. You know, we sell lungos, big, long, black, extracted espressos. A lot of coffee baristas are totally against that. Yeah. But I'm here for the people, you know? That's like what we try to do. We try to keep it a little bit volks, you know? We've got old people's homes around the corner. You know, we're here for them. We're here for the hipsters. We're here for everyone. So that's kind of what we try to do.
You came here right before the neighborhood changed, I think. One of the first ones to come here. Is it still changing? Or?
Well, yeah, when we came 10 years ago, it was still quite run down. We didn't really have any hospitality things at this end of the street. So we kind of pushed the city a bit, extended the boundaries a little bit. And then since then, we've been followed with sort of like an expat square. We've got a Maltese restaurant next door where you're going in a sec. We've also got Uncle Babe's, an American burger bar. We've got a Persian restaurant opening soon. So things are still moving. With a circulation plan that's just been introduced, we used to be in the middle of a traffic jam every day, and now it's nice and quiet.
So you're one of the happy few. Yeah. A lot of people are complaining about the plan because cars, that's the idea, can't come to the center anymore.
No, we're lucky that it's not an issue for us. It's been a great benefit for us, and our guests who stay in the B&B are really, really happy with it as well.
You got a great place. We got to move on.
Okay,
go next door.
Much.
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely trip.
Bye-bye. So where are you taking me next?
Villa Bardon. It's one of my favorite restaurants for Sunday evenings, or just very relaxed. Anna is a perfect host.
Hi.
Thanks for opening the door. You're still preparing for opening?
For the service tonight, yes. Uh-huh.
How long have you been here?
We've been here nearly 7 years.
What kind of restaurant do you have here? It's beautiful. I mean, it's nice and cozy. There's pictures on the wall.
Actually, it's a Mediterranean restaurant. I'm from Malta, so it's a Maltese kitchen. But to be honest, the Maltese kitchen actually is very influenced by the Italian kitchen. So that's why we say like Mediterranean. So like,
So what do you serve? What kind of food do you serve?
Well, for starters, usually antipasti, dips, or burratas. And then for mains, we have a small menu. We work with fresh ingredients, so we keep it small. We have, like I was saying, 6 options for mains. And then we work with specials. So every night, we have different specials available. So we have meat, fish, a couple of pasta dishes as well. And a few desserts. Uh-huh.
What are these people on the wall in the pictures? Are they family or?
Family photos, yes.
Really?
We always liked the idea of having the black and white photos. And we thought, oh, why not? Might as well have the photos of our own family. My mother is very good at keeping all old photos. As soon as I thought, it's like, yes, perfect. She had a whole box ready of all old photos of families and relatives. So,
can we just take a peek in the kitchen, or is that not allowed? Okay. So you're the other half, the better half?
Yes, that's me, luckily.
You're in full preparation for tonight?
Yes, we are. I still have to make some raviolis. I make them every day. My bread is to go in the oven as well. And then some little bits and pieces for the night. And then we're ready to go.
Do you use ingredients from here, or do you need like special things to come from Malta?
Well, there are certain things we get from Malta. We try to show it off as a Maltese restaurant, so we have to have a few products like the wine. We have some cheese, some capers, some tomato, special tomato sauce. I use some local products. So I try to do with things from the North Sea, which is much better. And I try to do something Mediterranean with that fish, and then we see from there.
I'll let you continue with the preparations. I don't want your customers to be unhappy there.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we're leaving the building. Where are we going next?
Next restaurant is definitely my favorite cook for the moment. Gomio says it's the Gastro Bistro of the Year, 2017. A little more expensive. Well, it's not an everyday restaurant, but if I have the chance, I love to come here. Closed on weekend days. It's perfect for me because I'm working on weekend days.
Let's go in, see who is there. Ah, the door opens. Hello. Hi, hello. So Olivier just said that this is one of his favorite places to come and eat during the week. It's called Roots. Why that name?
Because we like to work with roots vegetables. It's not a vegetarian restaurant, but we love our vegetables. And also because it's our first restaurant. And we plan to start our roots here in the city center.
What kind of restaurant is it? And can you describe what you're serving? What you have a Gomio sign outside. That's Olivier pointed at that.
Always actually a very difficult question because, but actually we don't try to do anything in that's like a trend or something. It's like cooking from your own personal view, and actually the things we love to eat ourselves. So that's definitely like the main star are always vegetables. There is fish and meat, definitely, but it's not like you get a steak from 250 grams and like French fries. So it's like kind of healthy, kind of more balanced than a lot of like normal bistros.
You started 2 years ago,
yep.
If I get that right. Why did you decide to come here, this part of the city?
Because this is like the most fun part of the city, actually. Actually, in a part like Oldburg, Patershol, it's like the most cozy place of Ghent, so.
Yeah, there's still cobblestones in the streets, yeah. And it feels a bit folklore.
Yeah, definitely. It's actually kind of a trouble for all our suppliers to get here. Actually, definitely for the wine suppliers.
And how are things going?
Very good, actually, very good. But now we're closed for 1 month for my child that's just born. But in January we start again, so actually everything is going very well, better than we ever planned it.
We're ready for a final destination. That'll be your bar.
Yes.
Right, so we're back in Oudburg, the street where everything changed a couple of years ago. So this looks like this used to be a cafe or just like
It actually used to be a cocktail bar, but a totally different style and totally different approach as well. Drinks were made in the blender, a lot of very fruity, sweet, milkshake-like drinks. Everything was pink and orange, retro style interior. They were open until 8 o'clock in the morning sometimes, so different vibe, different times as well.
Anyways, it's called Jiggers. Where does the name come from?
Well, we've been looking for a name, like it's always hard to choose a name, of course. The jigger is the tool you measure your ingredients for the cocktail. The whole thing is called the jigger in general, but in the old days the big part was the jigger. That's a measure of 1.5 ounce or 4.5 centiliters. And the small part, 3 centiliters, is the pony.
Ponies and jiggers. Okay, well, let's go in.
Yep. Yeah.
Where do we sit? So there's an upstairs and a downstairs.
What do you prefer?
It's you lead me.
Okay, let's go downstairs.
Okay. If I would ask you to describe your own place, what would you say?
It's a cozy bar. Yeah, But we focus on cocktails. Yeah. We try to live up to the expectation that people have of cocktails without being too nerdy or too crazy, but still doing the nerdy and crazy things that we like and going.
So there's a menu and there's a way to work your way through the menu. Yeah. But can people also order any kind of cocktail that's on their minds?
Well, what we always say is that these are the suggestions. The idea behind the bar is actually to have a mix between American bartending, classic Belgian cafe, and a Japanese way of serving. So serving every guest the specific drink that he likes, and usually the better cocktail bars in Japan won't have any menu.
My preferred drink is a whiskey sour. Is that can you fix that?
Yeah, it's one of our more popular drinks. People know our whiskey sours. We do a mix of bourbon and smoky whiskey. We're influenced by Tony Conigliari from London. He uses licorice as a sweetener, well, a syrup made out of from licorice. We adapted it to our recipe as well, and it gives you a longer mouthfeel, a longer lingering, and
a longer aftertaste.
Yeah.
Not well, so. Yeah, let's order and sign off, maybe.
Very good.
So what are you having?
Not sure yet. You already decided. You're having a
so sorry.
This has been episode number 64 of Food Neighborhoods, our guides for Ghent's hit Patisserie were Olivier Jacobs and Monocle's Nicky Ertz. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi, thank you for listening and bye for now.